all praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamb giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, sisters, we have the class number 14, related to the belief in Allah's knowledge, and we are discussing about fulfillment of the trust, and we are discussing the trust between the husband and the wife, and this is the class number 6 regarding to the husband and the wife, and the name of the class is My Beloved Husband, Let Us Have a New Start. Actually, last week we answered 30 questions related to the concept of marriage of Islam. And the goal was to help every husband and wife to realize his or her attitude and his manners or her manners towards their spouse. And also to know about the best manners of the ideal spouse. Today, inshallah, we will learn some practical concepts that can help our marriage to be a successful one, and also can be the gates of a new start of our marriage life. Before knowing about these gates of happiness, we must remember the following verse of the Quran, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in Surah Ar-Ra'd, the Thunder, Surah number 13, verse number 11. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم له معقبات من بين يديه ومن خلفه يحفظونه من أمر الله إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم وإذا أراد الله بقوم سوءا فلا مرد له وما لهم من دونه من وال.
For him, each person, there are angels in succession before and behind him. They guard him by the command of Allah. Verily, Allah will not change the good condition of a people as long as they do not change their state of goodness themselves by committing sins and by being ungrateful and disobedient to Allah. That when Allah wills a people's punishment, there can be no turning back of it, and they will be and they will find besides him no protector.
Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us in this verse that Allah does not change any hardship, position of weakness, or any harm until the people have changed their actions, feelings, and conditions. This is one of the rules of the Quran which every Muslim has to be aware of. Actually, if we have some problems in our life, whether related to marriage or not, today we are discussing about marriage, so I will apply the rule to the situation of marriage. If I have some problems in my marriage, if I am not happy, if I feel that I am oppressed, if I feel that I am not treated the way I am looking for, okay, I have to check my attitude. Okay, I am not supposed to say it is all because of my spouse and he has to change himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that if I am looking for a change in my life and any improvement, any change of the position of weakness or hardship, I have to change my actions, my feelings, and my conditions. So I have to look for myself. There must be a way that if I make a change, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help me and will make the whole situation to be changed. For example, if my husband is a very nervous one and he is always this hot temper and he can't tolerate, you know, any discussions or any different points of view, and this situation always upsets me and cause a lot of problems between me and him, I am not supposed to say my husband has to change himself, otherwise marriage life cannot be a successful one. I have to tell to myself, if I become patient, okay, and if I try to tolerate him for the sake of Allah, inshallah there will be some changes. So actually, you know, this doesn't mean that I am always putting the burden on myself, but this means that if I am tested with that husband who is always nervous, this is the test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will try to find a way that I can pass that test, which is having a husband who is always very nervous. Okay, how can I pass that test? I can pass it through telling to myself that let me become more patient, let me learn how to be more tolerant to him, so that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward me, okay, by making, you know, my life to be in a better shape. How? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who can make the changes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who knows how to make the changes. But from my point of view, or from what is my rule is that, you know, so long that I am not happy, you know, with some circumstances in my marriage, I have to tell to myself, I will try to make some changes through myself. I will try to be more tolerant, I will try to be more wisdom, I will try to be more silent, okay, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward me by making some changes in my life to the better, inshallah. So in marriage, we husband and wife, we have to change our attitudes and behavior first towards each other. Then Allah will make the love, affection, peace, mercy, and happiness to be the consequences for our changes. We are not supposed to just say, I will change my attitude and I will live Islam as a way of life, just as a saying, but not actions at all. This saying will not lead to any improvement in our marriage life, except when it is translated into actions, proving our beliefs. Actually, this is also a very important point. You cannot say, I am changed, or I will change my attitude, just words, but no actions. Okay, many people, they just keep on saying, I will change, I will have a better attitude, I will be a different person, let us have a new start, just words. But when, you know, they live together, they are the same, they never change their attitude. This means that Allah will never change their situation, Allah will not relieve their hardship, so long as, you know, they didn't have it in the form of actions. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower our marriage bond with love and mercy, so long as we have the intention and we in reality and in action change our attitudes towards each other. We also need to remember that marriage is the most important source of peace, love, affection, and stability in our life. It is the fundamental base for our success in all aspects of our life. You cannot have, for example, the husband cannot be a successful, cannot have the success in his work, you know, if he is not happy in his marriage. The kids cannot be good in the school if the family is not a successful one. The wife cannot be also a happy wife, or cannot be, you know, doing her job if she has a job in the good shape, except if she is happy in her marriage. So marriage is a fundamental base for our success, and we must be very serious regarding making our marriage a happy one, trying all the aspects and all the Islamic rules, okay, so that inshallah we will have the happiness in our marriage. Sometimes you meet some people and you ask them, are you happy in your marriage? One of them will tell you, no, I am not happy, but forget it, no problem, okay? This means that, you know, she's talking nonsense, What to forget? You cannot forget your success in your marriage. Your success in your marriage is the most important fundamental base for your balance as a human being, for your activity, for your health condition, for your psychological condition, for you to live your role as a mother and as a wife, and also for your husband to have his role as a father, and also for the family to be a successful family, which is the most important structure in the Muslim community. Okay? So we have to be very serious regarding success in our marriage life, because this is very important for every one of us. Also, as Muslims, we must follow the guidance of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the best to his wives, and also we have to follow the role of his wives, how they live with him, so that we can have the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are following the guidance of our Prophet and his wife. So now we will know about the gates of happiness in marriage. These are practical ones, okay? I discussed a lot in the previous classes about, you know, what are the rights of the husbands, what are the rights of the wife, how we can live together, how we can tolerate and accommodate each other. But today, inshallah, we will learn more about the practice, you know, of happiness, how to have happiness in our life, inshallah. Actually, we need to know that the happiest people in this world are not those who have no problems, but they are those who learn to live with things that are less than perfect. Okay? Basically, in the worldly life, there is no perfection. Okay? Because human beings are not angels. Human beings are having evil and good in their spirit. So there is no perfection. So I must believe that to be a happy person, this doesn't mean that I have to live with a perfect person, because basically I am not perfect. Okay, this is how I have to evaluate all the issues, you know, from the start. So long I am not perfect, there is no perfect human being, so I must be happy with my husband who is not perfect. And also my husband needs to be happy with me while I am not perfect. So perfection is not there in our life. We must learn to live with things that are less than perfect. The first gate of the happy marriage is to learn and to believe that marriage is not a fun journey. Okay? Actually, now I will tell you a story, okay, so that you know, you can imagine how the people are thinking and why they are not happy in their marriage. A person visited the matchmaker for marriage and he requested, "I am looking for a spouse, please help me to find a suitable one." The matchmaker said, "Your requirements, please." So he said, "Oh, good looking, polite, humorous, sporty, knowledgeable, nice looking, willing to accompany me the whole day at home during my free time, telling me interesting stories when I need a companion for conversation, and be silent when I want to rest." The matchmaker listened carefully and she replied, "I understand you. You need a television, not a spouse." See, this is the reality, subhanAllah. So, there is a saying that perfect match can only be found between a blind wife and a deaf husband. You see, because the blind wife cannot see the faults of her husband, and the deaf husband cannot hear the complaints of his wife. Okay, in reality, most of the couples are blind and deaf regarding the dream of the perfection, okay, of their relation at the first months of marriage. You know, at the first months of marriage, everyone is under the impression that, inshallah, I will have a perfect marriage relation. Okay? Unfortunately, with the excitement, when the excitement of love wears off, they wake up and they discover that marriage is not a bed of roses. and the nightmare begins. Okay, for the rest of the life. In Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught the Muslim husbands the following hadith regarding their wives. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, not a believing man should hate his believing wife. If he dislikes a part of her conduct, he would surely like another one. You know, this is the clarification, is that we need to be realistic and optimistic. We need to remember that our spouse is a human being, not an angel. So, not to expect perfection from them. Because to expect perfection is far away from reality. The reality is that there must be a good part of the conduct, and we need to appreciate that part and keep it in mind always, but there is also a part of the conduct of every human being which we may hate, and we need to try to improve it kindly and smoothly. And if it looks too difficult to change, be patient. Just forget about it, try to ignore it, keep in heart and mind the good part of the conduct. This is the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Actually, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught that hadith to the husbands. Okay, because it is always the women and the wives whom we clarified before that they have the bent nature and they need the kindness, you know, to treat them. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is clarifying to the husband that if you dislike a manner or a conduct, part of the conduct of your wife, try to look to the other one. It is always good. And actually this advice can be also applied to the wives. Okay, try always to look and to magnify the good part of your husband, because there is no perfection. In this hadith, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us Muslims the way to handle the human spirit in the realistic form, so that we can continue life together in the most accepted way, not in the most perfect way, because there is no perfection, but there is acceptance. We can accept each other. The second gate of happiness is the mutual trust. Mutual trust is a very important factor for all relationships. When trust is broken, it is the real end of any relationship. Lack of trust leads to suspicion, which leads to anger, which causes enmity, which always leads to separation and divorce. I will clarify to you now this in a story which I think it is always happening around us. A female telephone operator said that one day she received a phone call and she answered Public Utilities Board. There was silence. She repeated again Public Utilities Board. There was still no answer. When she was going to cut off the line, she heard a lady's voice. Oh, so this is Public Utilities Board. Sorry, I got the wrong number from my husband's cell phone. But I don't know whose number is this. Without mutual trust, just imagine what will happen to the couple if the female telephone operator just answered hello, hello, hello instead of Public Utilities Board. Okay? Suppose a wife whom she's always, she doesn't trust her husband basically, she has suspicion towards him, so she's always trying all the time to check his cell phone. And once she noticed that there is a number which is always repeated and it is written unknown, immediately it comes to her mind that this is someone, okay, whom my husband is having a relation with. So what she did, she wrote the number and she kept on calling it. Okay? Suppose that, you know, this female telephone operator, she answered, hello, 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 and she closed the phone. This will be the end of this marriage relation. You see, because this will make the wife to be sure that, you know, her suspicion was right, and my husband now, I am sure he has a relation with someone, and she will never change her point of view, because, you know, she has the proof. When someone will tell her, why you are why you are totally against your husband, he will tell her, she will tell him, she will tell them, I have the proof, there is one woman whom she is always calling her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved that marriage because that telephone operator, she said, public utilities, you know, board. So what we learn from this, we learn that it is the trust between the husband and the wife. This is the essential, fundamental, basic factor for the successful marriage. Let us ask ourselves this following question. If we believe that we husband and wife are created from the same spirit, this is the basic, you know, belief in Islam regarding marriage. If I am in reality, as we clarified in the questions of the previous class, okay, that if I am a husband or a wife living a marriage as an act of worship according to the rules of Islam, this means that me and my wife, we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we never, you know, try to disobey Allah or to do anything. If we believe that, if I believe that me and my husband are supposed to live marriage as an act of worship, there will be no room or no place for suspicion at all. I can't have any suspicion towards my husband, and he is not supposed to have any suspicion towards me, because basically our marriage is built on the Islamic rule of marriage, which is Islam. Marriage is an act of worship. Act of worship means that I am living my marriage believing that Allah is the one supervising me day and night. So there is no room and there is no place for any suspicion or for any bad deed. And this is again and again, sisters, which we clarified last week and in all the classes of marriage, you must build your marriage on the fundamental basic rules of Islam. If there is no rules of Islam as the base of your marriage, I don't think that, you know, it will be easy to have a successful marriage at all. All the time there will be problems, all the time there will be suspicion, and there will be, you know, lack of trust. Why? Because basically our marriage bond and our marriage relation is not built on the correct and on the fundamental base, which is my husband, you and me. We are living marriage as an act of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the observer over our company of marriage. So we all Muslims, if we all Muslims follow the rules of Islam, believing that Allah is the one watching all our sayings and deeds, that is to say we fear Allah, we obey the commands of Allah, there will be no place for any suspicion regarding any behavior of our spouse who is fearing Allah, trying to fulfill his trust to his or her spouse in the best shape. And there is also a very important Quranic rule which every husband and wife needs to remember regarding mutual trust, and we will know about it from Surah number 49, Surah Al-Hujurat, verse number 12. This is a very important rule which every husband and wife has to know, inshallah, so that we always have that mutual trust to each other. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم.
O mankind, O you who believe, avoid much suspicion. Indeed, some suspicions are sins, and spy not, neither backbite one another. Would one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You would hate it, so hate backbiting. And fear Allah, verily Allah is the one who forgives and accepts repentance, most merciful.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is saying avoid much suspicion because suspicions are sins. Actually, you know, this unfounded suspicion is prohibited in Islam. And this includes having any doubts or suspicions about the conduct of your spouse or any other people. The problem of suspicion is that it always leads to lack of trust, which can lead to spying in order to know the truth. All these bad manners are the opposites of the manners of trust, trustfulness and respect, which are the fundamental basic manners of the husband and wife who live marriage as an act of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, sisters, again and again, it is the fundamental base which we have to be sure that it is clear in the mind and spirit of the husband and the wife. If we are Muslims, all praise to Allah. We are believers, inshallah. If we are believers, our marriage must be an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I believe that my marriage is an act of worship, and I discuss with my husband from day one of our marriage, or as we clarify the name of this class of today, let us have a new start. Okay, I can ask my husband, let us, as we clarified in the previous class also, that the husband and wife, they must have time together without their kids so that they can become more closer to each other. I can ask my husband to have, you know, 1 hour together to discuss, you know, our marriage situation. Then I can tell him, my husband, you can answer these questions which we had last week. And also, my husband, I want to tell you that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we want to have a new start. If we have a new start, okay, we must agree for the basic, fundamental base of that start. It must be to believe that marriage is an act of worship. Then I tell him, from regarding me, I will be, inshallah, I have to start with myself so that, you know, he will have the confidence that I am not calling him to tell him that he has to change himself and he has to have a new start, but I am the same, I will not change. I have to give him the confidence that I will be the one to change myself. If you have any problems, if you have any points of view, if you are not happy with any of my attitudes, I am ready to change it on the Islamic basis. This is the Islamic basis for marriage and for the success in marriage. Let us both of us promise each other that we will have a new start and we will live our marriage as an act of worship, so that there will be no room for suspicion or for spying or for any bad deed. Okay, but you know, to keep on living the same way, okay, without clarifying what is hidden in your heart to your husband, and also your husband is not clear with you, and everyone is having the suspicion against the other one, even not only regarding, you know, having a relation with another one, or it is also sometimes regarding how much is the bank account, how much, what is his relation with his family, you know, this kind of issues, what is his relation with his friends, what is the extent of his relation with some people, you know, this kind of suspicion, okay, this is totally against the successful marriage, and this is totally against the healthy marriage bond. The healthy marriage bond is the source of all the tranquility and peace and stability of the self, of the both of the husband and wife. If suspicion is there, there is no trust, there will be never any success in the marriage. So, you know, every one of us has to, you know, have the time. This is how you are serious regarding your marriage. Okay, I have to, one day I have to stop and tell to my husband, you know, every couple has problems. Okay, because life is a test and marriage is one of the biggest questions, difficult questions in the test of our worldly life. So my husband, every 2 years, every 3 years, we have to review, okay, our marriage, and we have to have a new start. What is the problem for this? Okay, because our circumstances are always changing, our environment is changing, our kids are growing up, there are many changes in our life, and because of the continuous changes in our life, we always need to have a new start based on the new changes which happens in our life. Okay, but again and again, sisters, it is the suspicion and the lack of trust which is always behind, you know, many problems in the marriage which sometimes leads to divorce. The third gate of happiness in the marriage is that no overpowering. Again, no overpowering. Okay? Many of the marriages are failing because one of the spouse is always trying to overpower the other one. That is to say, to make himself or herself the only leader of the family. This is really the quick way to distance the hearts and to build the walls between them instead of building the bridges. Again, we will recite the verse of the Quran in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, verse number 159, so that we always remember about the best way to treat each other as a husband and a wife. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين. أوكي دانيال.
And by the mercy of Allah, you dealt with them gently. And had you been severe and harsh-hearted, they would have broken away from about you. So pass over their faults and ask Allah's forgiveness for them and consult them in their affairs. Then when you have taken a decision, put your trust in Allah. Certainly, Allah loves those who put their trust in Him.
You see, sister, this is a basic, you know, rule in marriage. Okay? This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually is calling Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, with these words. But it is also for every Muslim and every believer. And by the mercy of Allah, you dealt with them gently. The most important is the gentle, you know, treatment between the human beings. So what about the husband and wife, the two parts of one spirit? Okay? They must treat each other gently. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying, if you had been severe and harsh-hearted, they would have broken away from about you. You know, this is an Islamic Quranic rule. With your kids, with your husband, with your wife, with your parents, with your neighbors, okay, with any human being, okay, if you are severe and harsh-hearted, they would have broken away from you, because the human spirit cannot tolerate the severe, harsh treatment. This is the nature of the human spirit. You know, even if, you know, I have to live with someone whom he is severe and harsh-hearted because, you know, I am not working. For example, I am the wife not working, I am not earning, I am poor, and he is the one earning and controlling the whole situation, okay? And he is a severe, harsh-hearted, I will live with him, you know, because I have to. But there will be a great distance between my heart and his heart, as if I am not living with him. I am just living so that, you know, because I am in need of this living. But I don't choose it. There is no love. There is no affection. There is no mercy. And whenever I will have any chance to escape, I will escape. So this is not a marriage. This is a prison. This is a prison where one of the partners is looking for any way to escape. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't make us to marry each other, to live in prisons, you know, and there is always one of the partners who is ready to escape at any moment. Okay, you know, sister, this is very serious. And, you know, this is very dangerous. And this is the cause of most of the problems which we have. Because our marriage bond is not a healthy one. Let us understand the nature of the human spirit. Human spirit cannot tolerate. This is not because I hate him. This is not because I am a difficult human being, but this is my nature. The nature of any human being is not to tolerate the harsh treatment. And actually, this is also for some of the wives, not only for the husband. There are some wives whom they have this, you know, severe and harsh heart. They are severe and harsh-hearted. And also, these wives, okay, they sometimes notice that their husband were living with them in a very good way, and one day in the morning they wake up and they notice that their husbands are not there anymore. You know, their husbands escaped. Okay, and at that point they start to wonder why my husband escaped and he left us even without a notice. Okay, we have to recheck our situation. At any moment, you were the one whom you have the severe and a harsh heart. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same verse is teaching us how to treat each other. Okay, pass over their faults. You know, because again and again, we are not angels. We are human beings. I have a fault. You have faults. Everyone. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every son of Adam is having faults. And the best of them are the ones whom they ask forgiveness. That's it. Okay? كل ابن آدم خطاء. Every son of Adam is making faults. Why? Because we are created from evil and good. And the shaitan is there all the time whispering to us to do the bad. So I am a human being. If I am trying to follow the rules of Allah, inshallah, most of my deeds are good ones, but still I have my own faults because I am a human being. Okay? So number one, I have to admit that I have faults and my husband has faults. The only way to have our hearts close together in reality, not deceiving each other as most of the husbands and wives are living to just to live together, just to keep life to continue. No, we love each other. We love marriage as an act of worship. We have the sincere hearts to each other. Okay, in order to have it, I must believe that I must pass over the faults. Okay, this is number one. And to ask Allah's forgiveness for them. You see, I must believe that everyone has faults. If I did a fault, if I did a mistake, okay, I have to ask forgiveness from Allah. My husband can ask forgiveness for me. I can ask forgiveness for him from Allah. Why? Because we are one spirit. It is again and again. Actually, I clarified this more and more in the Arabic class, and I need to clarify it again and again here in this class, and inshallah in next class, which is the final class related to marriage. Again, sisters, you need to believe that you and your husband are one spirit. Two parts completing each other. He has faults, I have faults, but we are one. So long we are one, there is no dignity between me and my husband. My husband is the only one who can, we can meet each other as garments to each other. If we live as garments to each other, there is no dignity between me and my husband. Okay? We are one spirit. I have to believe in this. He has to believe in this reality. This is reality. This is a Quranic rule. Okay? So long as we are one spirit, so I love him and he loves me. I take care of him and he takes care of me. I need him because he completes me and he needs me. If we need each other, we complete each other and we support each other and we cannot live without each other. This must be the relation of the husband and wife in Islam. Basically, from day one, I believe in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Because of these rules, okay, I always pass over the faults of my husband. And even I ask Allah to forgive his faults. Okay? And also we consult each other in our affairs. This is the goal of marriage. I am not living in this life alone. I am not lonely at all. All the time I have the other part of my spirit, my husband. We are different. We have different points of view. But we complete each other. On the basis of, number one, we pass over our faults. Number two, we know the realities and we live marriage as an act of worship. Number three, I always look for his happiness and he look for my happiness. We are never selfish together. This is how we have to live as husband and wife in Islam. If we live as husband and wife in Islam, there will be no overpowering. I will never try to be the leader of the family at all. I will always tell him in the Quran, in Islam, the husband is the leader. I am very happy that you are the leader and I am in your back. And I am very happy with this. I am number two. The wife is number two. This is in Islam. Because you are protecting me. This is how I have to evaluate this. Why Allah make the wife number two? Because the husband will be the one to protect. Why you want to be number one? Why most of the wives want to, well, the wives are looking to be the leaders of the family. You will be number one. This is wrong. You need someone to be your shelter, to be the protector of the family. Let the husband, according to the rules of Allah, so that Allah will shower your family with the mercy and affection, so long as you are obeying the rules of the one who creates you and creates your husband. Allah knows your limitations, Allah knows his limitation, Allah knows how this relation between a man and a woman can be successful. When he will be number one and you will be in his bed, pushing him to the right path, so that both of you, the two parts of one spirit, this has to be clear in the heart of every husband and wife from day one. He is part of me. I am part of him. We cannot be separated. We need to complete each other so long we are alive. If we have this, concept of marriage clear in our hearts and minds, sister, marriage will be the best bond in the life of everyone. And we will be very balanced human beings. We will have a successful family. We will raise our kids in the proper way. Islam will be the best religion. And if it is not happening nowadays, and this is because of the problem of the family and marriage bond between the Muslim husband and the wife. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying again that this overpowering, which some of the husband and wives are looking for, it is a form of oppression, which means transgression of the boundaries and transgression upon a soul, its honor, and causing also harm to it. This transgression has different forms. For example, oppression with violence or insult, or taking advantage of another one's weakness. For example, your spouse's weakness. Every husband and wife needs to realize that oppression is forbidden in Islam. As Allah the Almighty said in the Hadith Qudsi spoken by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what Allah said: O my slaves, I have forbidden myself oppression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, the owner, the creator, the planner, the organizer, he have forbidden himself oppression. And I have made it between you forbidden, so don't oppress one another. We, husbands and wives who live marriage as an act of worship, we need to remember always that Allah the Almighty commanded the husband to treat their wives kindly, because they are having a bent nature, and also because they are prisoners in their houses. This is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said: always remember that your wife is like a prison in your house, so treat her kindly. So it is the manners of the righteous husband to respect his wife and to treat her in the best way, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with his wife. And accordingly, the righteous wife will be also the devoutly obedient husband to that righteous one. Unfortunately, there are some husbands and wives whom they transgress the rights of their spouse. But they must remember that overpowering is against Allah's rules and can lead to punishment in this life and in the hereafter. The fourth rule, fourth gate of happiness in marriage, is the right speech. Allah the Almighty said in Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, verse number 24 and 25 and 26, Allah said about the right speech and the evil speech, and Allah taught us how to handle this issue of speech in these verses of the Quran. Let us read it together now, inshallah. We read 24, 26, and we are learning how the Quran, all the rules of the Quran, can be applied to every aspect of our life. You know, the most important is to know the knowledge of the Quran. Then you can apply it, you know, to all the aspects of our life. الله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس لعلهم يتذكرون ومثل كلمة خبيثة كشجرة خبيثة كشجرة خبيثة اجتثت من فوق الأرض ما لها من قرار. صدق الله العظيم. Okay. So now Daniel will read the
three. See ye not how Allah sets forth the parable? A goodly word is a goodly tree, whose root is firmly fixed and its branches reach to the sky, giving its fruit all at all times by the leave of its Lord. And Allah sets forth parables for mankind in order that they may remember. And the parable of an evil word is that of an evil tree uprooted from the surface of the earth, having no stability.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is clarifying, you know, the importance of the good word. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is resembling the good word as a good tree, which has roots firmly fixed and its branches reach the sky, that is to say, very high. Actually, this tree, which is fixed firmly in the earth and having the branches very high, spreading all around, this tree will give its fruits all the time. Okay? And this is an example which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning to us in the Quran so that we have to remember it. Okay? So actually, sisters, a good word of truth, kindness and mercy is associated with the feeling of firmness, because it is like a good firm tree which has its branches stretching wide in the horizon, giving the impression of strength, benefit and firmness. Okay? When you will say a good word to your husband, okay, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this word, you know, to give him good feeling. And if you keep on saying the good words to your husband, all the time he will have the good feeling towards you. And this was one of the questions of last week when the question was, are you writing your name in the memory and the heart of your husband in the form of kindness, mercy and affection? And the practice of this, how I can write my name on the heart and in the memory of my husband in the form of affection, mercy and love, this is through the good word. All the time, I am very serious with my marriage issue. My marriage is the most important concept in my life, the most important success I am looking for. So whenever I talk to my husband, I am very critical. I always choose the good words. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified and taught us in the Quran that the good word is like the tree, which is very firm. It will be kept in his spirit all the time, reflecting my good feelings towards him, keeping the love and affection between our hearts, okay? And also it gives its fruits. He will try to respond to me also with good words. So long as I am always sending good messages in the form of good words, my husband will also talk with me the same language, the language of the good words. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us, and actually every Muslim and Muslima, every husband and wife has to actually to evaluate this gate of happiness, you know, very seriously. The good word is the key of all the love between the hearts. Today we are discussing about marriage and the relation between the husband and wife, but this verse is general. If you want to keep the good relations with everyone around you, if you want all the hearts to live in peace and tranquility, always have the good words and always remember that the good words is like the big tree, which every day will be bigger, every day will give, you know, a shelter, every day will have fruits, okay? It is not just a good word for today, it is a good word for today and for the future, okay? This is regarding the good word. Regarding the evil word, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that it is like an evil tree and uprooted from the surface of the earth, having no stability. Okay, it will move, it will spread far away, you know, but still it is an evil world, still it is a sin, okay? And still there are human beings whom they always keep that bad words in their hearts, and they never forget it, okay? So we have to be very critical with our speech, with our husbands and wife. And actually, I will tell you now, you know, I just want to clarify to you about the forms of the evil word, okay? The insult is an evil word. Backbiting is an evil word. Falsehood is an evil word. Lying is an evil word. Arrogance is an evil word. Okay, when I always talk to the people, you know, using, you know, the words to clarify that I am different than them. Okay, this is an evil word. Now, inshallah, I will, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I will tell you a story which will clarify that this wrong speech is always causing a lot of hurt and hatred between the husband and the wife. This is actually a story which I always notice in my life whenever I move from one place to the other. It is a very common story. It is the story of the husband who is very rich, who married a poor woman working in his company. Once she asked him to accompany her to visit her family in her country, her own country. There, he treated her family in a very arrogant way. So she was very upset. And when she asked him to change his attitude towards her family, he replied, "They never imagine that their daughter can marry a millionaire like me. And so they need to remember this fact always. I have to be arrogant with them so that they never forget, you know, that their daughter, the poor one, married a millionaire." So she replied, "But who told you that wealth can make a lovely, respectable person?" You see, this is how husbands and wife are living. You know, he will tell her an evil word, she will send for him a more deep-rooted evil word. Okay? He was very superficial in his evaluation, but she sent for him a worse one. Okay? That she doesn't love him and she doesn't respect him, in spite of the fact he is a millionaire. So just try to imagine, sisters, how this husband and wife can live together while this is the language which is hidden in their hearts. Okay, I am a millionaire. I have to be arrogant with that poor one. And she is believing that he is not respectable and she doesn't love him, but she is living with him because of his wealth. Okay, so this is not marriage. Marriage is a bond of affection and mercy. Marriage is not, you know, benefits. Actually, nowadays, marriage is a bond of benefits. What benefit I am getting from you, and what benefits you are looking to get from me, and I will never give it to you. Yes, this is how we are, the people are evaluating marriage. Who will be the winner? The winner is the one who takes a lot and gives very little. The more you take, the less you give, you are the winner in the marriage company nowadays. Okay, and because of that, it is not successful. Most of the marriage cases are not successful, even if still the husbands and wives are living together in one home or in one house. This is not the marriage bond. This is not the source of affection, mercy, and happiness. This is just a life of sins, because it is totally opposite the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from one spirit to live as a husband and marriage to be, you know, a garment to each other and to have affection and mercy. In reality, the husband and wife, they don't like each other. They are living with each other because of the benefits. Everyone is looking for a good or an excellent opportunity, okay, to get all what they can and to leave the other one. What is this? And how the kids, you know, will be raised between these two evil people in reality. Okay, and inshallah, next class, it will be the last one for marriage. Then we will start, you know, to learn how to raise kids in Islam, inshallah. And we will realize that it is the fault of the husband and the wife, 100% regarding their kids. If we have kids whom they are not well behaving, whom they are not religious whom they don't believe in Islam. In reality, this is the fault of the husband and the wife, the mother and the father. So actually, this is totally forbidden language in Islam, this kind of language which this husband and wife they use together in that story, okay? Because actually marriage has to be as Prophet Muhammad, as Allah taught Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, be kind, okay? And have respect, trust, love and affection. Let us always remember that a speech can either lead to destruction of a nation or can lead to prosper of a nation. Actually, sometimes the evil words can be the reason for divorce, especially if one of the husband is short-tempered. Now, inshallah, I will tell you a funny story. Okay, this is funny. A little girl asked her father, "How did the human race appear?" The father answered, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Adam and Hawa and they had children and so was all the mankind made." When the daughter asked her mother the same question, the mother said, "Many years ago there were monkeys. The scientists are believing that the human race evolved from these monkeys." So the girl returned to her father, confused regarding these two different answers. The father and the mother, they have different answers. So the father said, "Well, it is very simple. I told you about the side of my family. And your mother told you about the side of her family." Learn about the fifth gate of happiness in marriage, which is forget about the people criticism so long that you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very important gate of happiness in marriage and in the whole. Actually, the wise man called Luqman, whom he is mentioned in the Quran, he said to his son, "O son, don't pay attention to what the people say. Instead, tell yourself always to seek the pleasure of Allah." This is not from the Quran. This is a wise word of wisdom. It is always noticed that when the Muslim wife, actually me myself, I lived this reality. When the Muslim wife will live Islam as a path of life, practicing its rules in her marriage, that is to say she is always, you know, following the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding her husband, this will always lead to criticism by her relatives and her friends. They will always tell her that she is a servant, she is a slave to her husband, she doesn't have any rights, she has a weak personality, she is great to human being as her husband is not respecting her, and so they will keep on, you know, insulting her because she is living with her husband according to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the way which the evil, the shaitan is trying through its followers, the human being, to destroy the marriage bond. Okay, actually, you know, the shaitan is always after the human being to make them to be away from the right path, especially in the issues of marriage. You know, it was mentioned that the shaitan will send his followers, you know, all over. And at the end of the day, everyone will return to the biggest shaitan to tell him about the evil which he did. Everyone will mention, someone will say, "I made that X person to lie. I made that one to cheat. I made that one, you know, to destroy so and so." But when one of them will say, "I made that husband to divorce his wife," he will say, "You are the one. You are the one. I am looking for this." Okay? So we must be aware that the shaitan is there trying all the time through his followers, okay, to make problems between the husband and the wife. How and what is the most easy way? This is the most easy way. When the wife is confident and is believing that obeying my husband is the way to paradise, okay, the shaitan will be very upset. He will try through his followers, whom may be in the form of her friends or some of her relatives to tell her, no, Allah didn't command you to be a slave. This means that you don't have any rights. This is not good. You will be a servant. He will marry again. You are destroying yourself. Why and why? Until, you know, she will lose confidence and she will be, you know, not sure how to deal with her husband. Maybe she will change the way she's treating him, and maybe this will be the way to divorce. Okay? So again and again, sisters, forget about the people criticism, so long as that you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us all believe that a person can build a wall across the river to stop the flow of water, but it is not possible to shut the mouth of the people from criticism. Okay, and this is a fact which you always observe around you in your life. When a believer is sure that what, for example, the wife, what she's doing will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then she must never worry what the people speak. We must always do what we believe to be the right thing, and not to bother our heads or burden our souls with whether the people like it or not. In marriage, the only important is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to follow His rules, to look for His reward in the worldly life and in the hereafter. Inshallah, next week we will continue about the gates of the happiness, and we will have the last class of the marriage, which actually will be a message from the husband. We have 4 or 5 messages from the wife. This last class will be a message from the husband, and the message is, my beloved wife, together and forever, inshallah. And let us make the dua. Inshallah, we will make the dua. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, to cause Your love to exceed all love in us, and cause Your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Ameen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in Your religion and keep it contented with Your worship. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom You have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom You have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to Your care with those whom You have taken to Your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek Your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek Your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek Your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask You for success on the Day of Judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in You from a decline in Your favor, from a change in Your protection, and from Your sudden punishment and all Your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet You. O Allah, our Lord, we ask Your protection from the torment of the hell, and from the torment of the grave, and from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves, and none can forgive sins except You. O Allah, our Lord, we ask You to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask You to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask You to increase Your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen.